Please call the next case.
2230596 WC Mary C. Riva appellant by Charles Cohn versus the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission et al. Libertyville Manor Extended Care appellee by James Egan.
Thank you. Mr. Cohen, you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court and counsel, I am Charles Cohn on behalf of the petitioner, Mary Catherine Riva. I apologize, I don't have the proper background. I attempted to make that right yesterday with the clerk, and well, I was able to download the background.
Mr. Cohen, just go to your argument.
All right,
I'm not worried about your background.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor. Just continuing. This case, more than most, involves an issue of the standard of review. Usually when I handle a case, I recite the standard of review, and it's not a real controversial issue in the case. That's not the case here. In this case, I believe that the circuit court judge, Judge Baronis, pretty much ignored completely the standard of review recited by both sides and felt he had the discretion to reverse any decision he didn't like. And that's what he did here. In order for a case to be reversed at this level, or on review in the circuit court, there must be a finding that the commission decision was against the manifest weight of the evidence, or that there was a finding or statement that the decision was an abuse of discretion by the arbitrator and the commission. No such findings were made by Judge Baronis. To the contrary, it was his decision which misstated the law.
Mr. Cohen, on the issue of whether the commission appropriately reinstated the case, what standard review is there other than abuse of discretion?
I don't know if there would be one, but...
Well, okay, then why did you mention manifest weight?
Because this is a evidentiary finding. This isn't an interpretation of the statute. The arbitrator, affirmed by the three commissioners unanimously, made an evidentiary finding that the dismissal order was not received. He accepted our argument that the dismissal was not received. And he based that combination of our representation to the arbitrator that the dismissal was not received, and the unique circumstances of the time of the COVID situation. On the whole, he perceived that it was more reasonable than not that we didn't receive the dismissal, and then that was the reason why we did not move to reinstate in what would have customarily been a more timely fashion. Based on the language of the rule 90-20-90.90A, the rule is not, like Judge Baronis appeared to interpret it, to be just a 60-day statute of limitations. You don't file for review in 60 days of the dismissal, you're dead. No, that is not the law on this one. Rather, it's 60 days from the date of receipt of the order of dismissal. And that 60 days is a matter of a finding of fact by the arbitrator and commission. Well, the arbitrator elected to make a finding agreeing or accepting our position that we didn't get the dismissal under 90-20.
Well, counsel, you know, I know what the Talmadge case says, but in every case where it isn't filed within the 60 days, the only thing the attorney has to say is, I didn't get it.
Yeah, and that's what we did. We said,
and exactly. How does your opponent prove that you did?
It's a finding of fact. We said we didn't. He may not have had an ability to say we did, but the unique circumstances, maybe under different circumstances, and for that matter, that was arbitrator Glaub's thinking, had not there been a pandemic, he's indicated he might have ruled in favor of the respondent and not reinstated. But there was a unique circumstance at the time. The commission completely stopped operating within this what normally would have been, wouldn't have been 60 days of the date of the dismissal. So the arbitrator, as he explained in his decision, held that accepted what we said, that there had not been, we had not received notice. That's the situation that we were faced with here. As and one of the things with the decision of Judge Baronis was that he said case law says that receipt of notice is established upon the date of mailing with confirmation of the sender. No, that's not the law. Talmadge and Tabor and the last year's more recent decision of Cass versus PayPal all say that in the event that the recipient denies receipt, it becomes an issue of fact. Well, that's what happened. We denied receipt, it became an issue of fact. And arbitrator Glaub, affirmed by three commissioners, accepted the finding of fact based on the unique history of the time that the receipt did not occur and allowed the case to be reinstated. That's as he recognized the commission was completely shut down for 60 days, within the 60 days after dismissal. And this was highly relevant to arbitrator Glaub and was among the facts that led him to accept that receipt of the dismissal order by us did not occur. Also, he looked upon it also relevant. He considered that the respondent should have sent us a copy of the dismissal as well. And Mr. Egan conceded he never sent us a copy of the dismissal. Whether or not that is or isn't relevant, it was relevant to arbitrator Glaub, but I think the key thing, the important thing to him, was we were dealing with a bad situation as the pandemic was coming down. We also had personal issues that are explained in the record. And as the Ferris case has indicated, that for a decision to be against the manifest weight of the evidence, the opposite conclusion must be clearly apparent from the record. And we find that arbitrator's reasoning, which he spelled out in the record, was clear, logical, and given the unique circumstances of the pandemic situation we were facing at the time, also compassionate, which is consistent with the way that the act looks upon how it is supposed to function and how it is supposed to be interpreted. As indicated, there are two parts to Judge Baronis's ruling. The first was based on a rather erroneous reading of the law, trying to say that the sender is the sole actor when in fact it is a evidentiary weighing on receipt thing of the document. But the second paragraph is also kind of fuzzy and weak. He claims that the commission did not consider the arguments of a respondent, but only a petitioner. That just isn't so. Mr. Egan briefed why he felt that the case should not be reinstated. We argued it before arbitrator Glaub on September 20th of 2021, a full argument where I gave my piece and he and Mr. Egan gave his. And the arbitrator started to indicate that because of the pandemic, he was leaning toward reinstatement, which, while he didn't state it on the record, he did state it shortly thereafter and clearly stated it on the record when we when he had previously reinstated it. And then we held a full hearing on the merits, medical and witnesses and everything, on December 27 of 2021. And as a result,
Mr. Cohen, you admit that you've had a full hearing on the merits. Did your opponent appeal that decision on the merits, with both a exceptions before the commission and an argument before the circuit court?
Yes, of course they did. They appealed
Okay.
the decision more mainly. We didn't really argue that much. I did make a cross review on just seeking
Well, then how can you request that if we agree that the circuit court should be reversed, that we should reinstate the award made by the commission when it appears as if your opponent has never had a ruling on that the appeal of those issues?
I'm not sure I'm following because the commission had he took Mr. Egan did take full review before the commission, and the commission considered everything, and
Yes. And did the circuit court consider everything or merely reverse based on a reversal of the reinstatement? Where did the circuit court rule on the merits of this case?
the circuit court ruling is contained in the order of Judge Baronis, which is not.
Where did the circuit court rule on the merits of this case is my question.
By the merits of the case, Your Honor, are you referring to the nature and extent issues, which were not really further taken up to the circuit court? It was only the reinstatement issue that was taken to the circuit court.
No,
I'm not
I asked
following
you what the
completely.
issues. I asked you what the issues were that were raised by your opponent, both in the exceptions filed at the commission and in the argument before the circuit court. And you told me that it was on the merits.
By the merits, I am referring to the issue regarding the reinstatement. They're claiming that Arbitrator Glaub's reinstating the
No, I understand that, Mr. Cohen.
I'm kind of lost as
You
a question.
don't understand my question, evidently.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Did your opponent argue before the circuit court relating to the merits of the award in favor of your client?
No.
Not the re I know he argued the reinstatement. I want to know if he argued the merits.
No, that was not argued before Judge Baronis. We only argued the issue of the reinstatement and whether it was right or wrong. The issue of the nature and extent and those type of things, no, that was not argued before Judge Baronis. I think that's what you're getting at,
Yeah,
Your Honor.
and when they appealed from the commission's decision, were the merits of the case an issue in controversy?
By the time we got before Judge Baronis, no. The merits, as in nature and extent, and those type of things are arising out in the course and all those things, that was not in controversy. We just kind of let the decision of the commission and the arbitrator awarding benefits just be in the background, and we were just, well, basically arguing that.
You know what you were arguing. Don't you think they're entitled to a review by the circuit court of the merits of this case?
Except they didn't bring such a review before Judge Baronis. They only argued on the point of the that they were saying that the commission and the arbitrator were wrong to
Okay. All
state.
right.
They didn't argue the merits that were presented on the 27th of December.
It was the argument before Baronis. What did they raise in their administrative re or their judicial review action? Did they raise the merits at all?
No, not before Judge Baronis. To my recollection, they did not. They only were
Okay.
arguing that the commission was wrong to re allow this to be reinstated.
Okay.
Okay, just briefly concluding, since I'm running out of time, they did have plenty of opportunity to oppose this reinstatement, contrary to what Judge Baronis said in the second paragraph of his ruling. As I stated, they briefed it. We argued it extensively on September 20th, and I think to some extent also on the day we had the hearing on December 27th. And it's the idea that Judge Baronis what he said, that we know that there was nothing in the record to support reinstatement, only allegations. I'm not sure what it even means, but no, Mr. Egan had a full opportunity to say why he felt reinstatement shouldn't occur. Our judge, arbitrator Glaub, disagreed and reinstated. The commission affirmed, and then Judge Brown was reversed. As I've indicated, kind of in conclusion, the act is a humane law of remedial nature, and given the unique circumstances of COVID crisis, arbitrator Glaub and the commission's acceptance of our claim we didn't receive notice, which, and the fact that the commission essentially completely shut down within 60 days of when the case had been.
Mr. Cohen, the red light is
Oh,
on.
okay. I
Don't
apologize. I just, yeah.
charge. You will have time in reply.
That
Are there
conclude.
any further questions from the court?
I do have one question. Mr. Cohn, are you suggesting, based on the line of questioning that Justice Hoffman just presented to you, with regard to the merits having never been heard at the circuit court level, are you suggesting then that your opponent has either waived or forfeited those arguments since they didn't bring them in their action before the circuit court?
I think that would be a reasonable conclusion. Our fight essentially is on the reinstatement issue. There really wasn't a dispute after the commission level as to whether arbitrator Glau was right or wrong in his merits decision, only the argument with regard to the reinstatement issue. That's what we were arguing about before Judge Baronis, not anything regarding nature and extent, causal connection or anything like that.
So, if we were to agree with you that the circuit court got it wrong on the reinstatement issue, are you suggesting then that the appellee is without recourse to argue about the merits at this point?
Definitely, definitely, because to the extent that there was any discussion regarding the merits, it was briefed before the commission, and Mr. Egan did not bring that issue before the Circuit Court of Lake County.
Okay, thank you.
No other questions? Okay. Mr. Egan, you may respond.
If it pleased the court and counsel, James Egan, on behalf of the appellee, Libertyville Manor Care Extended Care. A few things. First of all, the commission did not stop operating as of March 21st, 2020. They stopped conducting hearings, and the courtrooms were closed. The commission itself was open for filing of motions, and such, and the commission website was fully operational. So one could track their cases if they wished to. The issue was raised in court that I did not send, our office did not send a copy of the dismissal notices to counsel's office. We're under no duty to do so. All in answering a question, I said I could not prove that we did. I wasn't handling the case at the time, so but I conceded that I could not prove that we did send it to them. But we're under no duty to send copies of notices of dismissal out. Arbitrator Glaub's decision, as well as the transcript, did not go into any great detail on the reinstatement, other than to say that counsel's office didn't receive the notice, and COVID happened, and they did not have to monitor red line cases anymore. I believe arbitrator Glaub's decision that on his opinion that attorneys had no duty to or responsibility to monitor their cases anymore was wrong. At all times, the entire petitioner's bar did have to monitor cases. They weren't told they could ignore their cases. We were in status calls routinely for months with these cases coming up. Nothing in Arbitrator Glaub's decision indicates why he's taking their word for it that they did not receive the notice. We'll concede that the mailbox rule is rebuttable, but I disagree with, in principle, with the idea that you have an unlimited time frame thereafter to file a motion to dismiss. Taking that argument to the extreme, the motion to reinstate could have been filed yesterday, and the counsel's office would have a pass on, or any attorney's office would have a pass on why they didn't file the motion to reinstate.
This is a 400 and some odd day hiatus between the entry of the dismissal and the motion to reinstate.
It was 436 days, yes. And in that time frame, first of all, if I was being asked what's a reasonable time to have filed for reinstatement, I'd say 60 days. However, if I'm going to give deference to the argument that they claim their allegation that they did not receive the notice, at what point in time should they have seen the notice? Well, in May, there was not a status call. That would have been the first time this case was up. But I don't have the dates at the tip of my tongue. I believe it was August 14th, but I don't want to commit to that date. But three status calls passed, August, November, and then February, when had they been monitoring their case, they would have seen that it wasn't on the status call list. And they could have inquired with the commission, and going to their website would have seen that it had been dismissed. So if you were asking what would have been a reasonable time frame for this motion to have been filed, I would say 60 days after the first status call date, when they should have seen that their case was no longer appearing. And to be clear again, or I've stated it numerous times in my briefs, and I have it written down numerous times on these pieces of paper in front of me right now, this case was dismissed a month prior to the courts being closed for COVID. Okay, so there was every opportunity to be in court in February. Nothing has been explained on why they weren't there on the date of the hearing. They haven't explained what happened on November when the case was set at the status call for hearing in February. And those are the things that Arbitrator Glaub did not address in his petition and his decision. He merely based it on the feeling that, well, the petitioner's bar didn't have to monitor their cases anymore. And I don't think I don't think he could have been any more wrong. I think that was an abuse of discretion to just base his decision on the allegation that the notices were not received. In the motion to reinstate, it was alleged that they weren't even sent, which I think is an extreme position to take. We received the notices. We got them in the regular mail. There's no allegation that their address was wrong in the notices. They admit they received notices from us that cases were being motioned for hearing. And they admitted to getting a notice for a hearing date on February 18th of 2020. So there's all this was ignored in the decision of the arbitrator. And that's what we based our we've based our appeal on.
Was this case above the red line when it was DWP'd?
Yes.
In March of the year of the DWP, did the commission suspend the red line rule?
They did.
When
Shortly
was it
thereafter,
reinstated?
I
When
don't know
was it
if it,
reinstated?
I'm sorry, I cut
When
you
was
off.
the red line rule reinstated?
I believe it was in 2021. I don't in the either in the fall of 2021, I believe. I do not have that date in front of me.
Okay.
But the case was dismissed before the red line, excuse me, before the courts were closed. I believe the red line was actually suspended when they reinstated the status calls in July. That's when the chairman said, we're going to relax the red line as a courtesy for people who might have difficulty attending status calls. They were initially in person, then they were suspended. The in-person was suspended, and it went over to WebEx thereafter. I think the second paragraph in Judge Baronis's office order is very clear. I think it's succinct and to the point. I think that the arbitrator's decision does not consider all the evidence in the record against reinstatement. And I think the failure to include that in the in his decision was an abuse of discretion and shows that the extensive evidence leading up to the dismissal, in which our office filed five hearing requests over the course of the prior year, and then the case getting dismissed in February thereafter, all of this was ignored, and we feel that was very much an abuse of discretion. No affidavits were
When
filed.
you filed your statement of exceptions before the commission, what
Yes.
issues did you raise?
We raised the reinstatement, and then we did raise the award. Yes.
Okay. And then you raised that before the commission.
Yes.
Then you filed you filed a action for judicial review of the commission's decision. Is that correct?
Yes.
And on what issues was your review based?
The reinstatement.
Only on the reinstatement?
Yes, sir.
So you raised no issues as to the merits.
Correct. Yes.
So have you waived any argument as to the merits by having not raised it if the case were to be reinstated?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
If there's no further questions, I'll rest.
Okay. Any questions from the court? Further questions? No? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Egan. Mr. Cohn, you
Yeah.
may reply.
Thank you. As we've mentioned throughout this case, the COVID-19 pandemic was central to Arbitrator Glaub's thinking, which was affirmed by the commission panel, that this changed the usual rules. Notwithstanding,
Well, Mr. Cohn, is it your contention that because of the pandemic, you can just totally ignore all your cases and wait 439 days after a DWP to have it reinstated? You just ignore everything.
Nobody was intending to ignore anything. We didn't realize the case had been dismissed. And when we did, we promptly then discovered it and sought review. And one of the things was we denied we got the decision
No,
and
I understand. Assume you didn't get the decision. Don't you have to check a case periodically? Isn't that a part of the job of a lawyer to check their cases?
that
What did you think happened to this case? It just disappeared somewhere?
I was not handling the case at that time, but I don't think anybody thought it disappeared. It was that might have been a mistake, but it was a mistake when we were dealing with a weird, unique situation. And at this point in time, Arbitrator Glau, considering the facts of our denial of the language of 90/20/90A, the fact of our denial, and the fact that there was a pandemic going on, and the commission was not operating normally. As Respondents' Counsel conceded, the red line was suspended on March 20th. And even at, on the date that we argued about the reinstatement on September, I think it was September 20th of 2021, at that point in time, Arbitrator Glau mentioned on the record this was the first time he, I think, had sat in Lake County, in a live hearing since the pandemic began. The commission was not functioning normal, and the red line was not reinstated until the fall, sometime in the fall of 2021. My guess is that the red line was reinstated sometime between when we argued about the reinstatement in September and when we actually had the hearing on the merits in December, late December of 2021. And even I think Arbitrator Glaub, I think, even mentioned on the record at that time, it was still somewhat irregular to be appearing in person
Those are
before.
all background interesting things, Mr. Cohn. But I think the issue is you don't have every case that's before the commission. You only have your cases before the commission, correct?
Pearl, obviously.
And so do you have like a tickler file or ask yourself, where are we on this case periodically?
I
I mean, your only defense, it seems to me, is the defense that we were never noticed that it had been dismissed. Is that correct?
that combined with the fact that there was no clear way, even checking, we would have known that the case w was gone. We didn't get notice that the case was dismissed, and there was this
You mean
pandemic.
there was no one at the commission? It was completely shut down, but there
I
was no
don't.
one at the commission that you could contact to say, case number XYZ or letter XYZ, whatever. Okay. What is the status of that case before the commission?
I don't know if there was or there wasn't. All I know was the commission was not operating in a normal, regular fashion, as Arbitrator Glaub clearly stated. We ourselves were not exactly operating in a normal situation, as Arbitrator
That's
Glaub.
really irrelevant. The issue is whether or not you have monitored your cases for over 400 days, and you said we didn't get have any reason to monitor our cases because we, I guess implicitly you're arguing we never got notice that it had been dismissed.
To the extent there was an oversight, it was, I concede, under the unique circumstances, we weren't functioning normally because of both the pandemic and the fact that my mother, my father's
Right.
husband.
Okay, so you had these reasons, this rationale, okay?
The issue.
And it was bought into by the arbitrator and reinstatement was had. Is that correct? That's basically what this case is about.
I wouldn't say bought in, but the reinstatement was had. The arbitrator accepted our arguments. And at this point, this is a manifest way to the evidence argument. There wasn't even a finding that his decision was not against the manifest way to the evidence.
The only thing that was against them that the manifest weight attaches to is the whether you actually received the notice. And assuming that the arbitrator would, the finding that you didn't receive the notice should not be disturbed, the question still remains is having done nothing for 439 days, was a reinstatement. To seek reinstatement was an abuse of discretion, even in the face of the fact that you didn't get the notice.
In looking at the four corners of the rule 90/20.90A, as I've argued, there's a 60-day period from the receipt. If we didn't receive it, as the arbitrator found, that 60 days does not begin to run. Whether or not we were as diligent as we should have been at this point, looking at the four corners of the rule and not going beyond it,
Well, so then you'd
I'm
agree with your you'd agree with the assessment of your opponent that if the arbitrator if the commission believes you didn't get the notice, then you could file a motion to reinstate 5 years after a DWP.
That might be illogical, but at this
Why
point,
would that be why would that be illogical? Your argument taken to its extreme would mean exactly that.
the problem
If
I'm sorry. The problem I have is the four corners of 90/20, which only has a couple of sentences and talks about a 60-day period
Well,
beginning.
and then if you don't get the notice, there is no 60-day period. And under your argument, you can move for reinstatement anytime you want.
I didn't write Rule 90/20/90, so I'm kind of stuck. In some ways, well, the thing is, we did move to reinstate when we discovered it. Whether I think it's just a question of that goes beyond the four corners of the rule, and at this point, and beyond the fact that the pandemic was still in full force at the time we did seek reinstatement in the spring of 21. So I think we really cannot disturb what the arbitrator Glaub and the commission said. This was within their discretion, and it was, and you'd have to say that arbitrator Glaub was functioning against the manifest weight of the evidence and considering one, the pandemic, and two, the four corners of the language of 2020, 90/20/90. I don't think that this court can fairly overturn what the commission did, as Judge Baronis did. I think that, and also as to his first paragraph, there is no question that Judge Baronis misstated the law regarding the mailbox rule. He misstated it completely. It's an evidentiary decision of the arbitrator and commission, and they ruled one way. I don't think that any reviewing court really, it's within its discretion to say that what arbitrator, particularly given the pandemic, that what arbitrator Glaub, and then affirmed by three commissioners, including the respondents commissioner, said was wrong. I think that the circuit judge misstating the law, misstating the standard of review, overturned an arbitrator, and three commissioners were in a situation that wasn't right and was contrary to the law.
I have no further questions.
Okay, any other from the court?
No.
No, hearing none. Thank you, counsel, both for your arguments in this matter. This morning, it will be taken under advisement. A written disposition shall issue. And at this time, the clerk of our court will escort you from our remote courtroom, and we will proceed further. Thank you.